Welcome to the Gravity Information Podcast. We are Addie,
Susan,
and Sienna.
We're here to ask,
what is gravity?
Gravity is an invisible force that pulls objects towards each other. One time, I was slicing fruit, and the knife I was holding slipped out of my hand. The knife fell towards the ground and almost hit my foot. It was traumatizing.
How did that happen? How did gravity do that?
Well, according to the website called NASA Kids, gravity may be the weakest force in nature, but it has the power of a magnet. This is how the knife fell towards the floor. And Addie's foot.
What do you mean by the power of a magnet?
Gravity can hold things together like a magnet can do to a piece of metal or iron.
Wow, cool.
That's amazing. I never knew gravity was a magnet. But there's something else you probably didn't know about gravity.
And what's that exactly?
The Earth is continually falling towards the sun and missing it. We just never notice because the Earth is going so slow.
But how does our planet not just go yeet into the sun?
Well, actually, all gravitational forces actually cause the Earth to fall and miss.
Now I'm scared that we might actually hit the sun.
Don't worry, that won't happen. We have gravity for that.
Okay, good. Anyway, I have a cool myth. Sir Isaac Newton found gravity.
Wait, what? Who's that?
He was an English genius who lived from 1642 to 1727. Newton discovered gravity when he saw a falling apple.
But there's no proof, right? You know, to back up that the fruit actually landed on his head?
No, but Newton's observations caused him to ponder why apples always fall straight downward rather than sideways or upward. Straight, right?
Wait. So, like, this is cool and all, but, like, why do we need gravity? Like, why do we need it?
Well, actually, gravity might not seem important, but if there wasn't gravity here on Earth at all, first off, we would all just float up into the sky. Also, gravity is important because the sun's gravity keeps Earth in orbit around it, keeping us at a comfortable distance to enjoy the sun's light and warmth. It also holds down our atmosphere and the air we need to breathe.
What? Okay, so, yeah, as I said before, this is all pretty cool, but do you have any more, like, cool facts?
Well, here's another one. If you weigh 100 pounds on Earth, you would have a different weight on different planets. For example, you would weigh 17 pounds on the moon, 107 pounds on Saturn, and 253 pounds on Jupiter.
Sweet! Then I can eat tons of desserts and only weigh a small amount on the moon.
But, according to what Susan just said, you would weigh about, if you weigh 253 pounds on Jupiter, when you weighed 100 on Earth, you weighed 200 from eating a lot of desserts, you'd weigh about like 500 pounds on Jupiter.
Oh, I didn't think of that. Well, I guess there's a pro and con side to gravity as well. Guys, did you hear that there's a myth going around that, according to Albert Einstein, gravity appeared from the warping of space and time?
Yeah, the moon does pull on the ocean water, but that tug at any point is about 10 million times weaker than Earth's gravity. It's really the interaction of gravity between the moon, Earth, and sun that creates a tidal force, and it's more of a push than pull.
Wait, is that really a myth? I thought that was true. Well, anyway, gravity can control Earth, our way of life, and even our orbit. This is a couple of ways that gravity has influenced survival on our planet. On Earth, all bodies have a weight, or downward force of gravity, proportional to their mass, basically meaning the amount of matter or weight in an object which Earth's mass applies to them.
Oh, that's incredible. And did you know gravity is measured by the acceleration that it gives to freely falling objects? If you were wondering, acceleration is basically the gravity making progress. For example, moving an object from place to place. For a couple of days, try and find some sources in your everyday life. Jumping up and down, throwing a ball, or even falling apples. Gravity is everywhere. You just have to find it. Thank you for joining us at the Gravity Information Podcast.
This is
Susan.
Wait, it's my friend. This is Susan.
Addie.
And Sienna.
Ouch.